calories and macros, you know, what are they? Why do they matter? How are they connected? That last one being the main point for today's episode. So flexible nutrition can have various faces, but a very common one is one that has you track your calories and or macros to some degree in order to juice the fruits of nutrition in your favor. However, understanding the relationship between calories and macros is both important and something that a lot of people don't fully understand when they first start out. So allow me to use this episode today to help you out by sharing with you the easiest and most logical analogy that I use with my clients on how to understand calories and macros and how they are connected quickly. Let's get right into it. Welcome to the Reach a Peak podcast experience. This podcast is for athletes of all levels who want to level up their nutrition to level up their game. Join me as I explore the world of nutrition, health, and performance. Each week, I dive into a new topic to help expand your knowledge, separate truth from myth, and change your perspective so you can start winning the right way and reach your peak potential. I'm your host, Alexa, the sports dietitian nutrition coach. Let's go. Welcome back to the Reach a Peak podcast experience. I'm your host, Alexa, the sports dietitian and nutritionist. And today we're talking the relationship between calories and macros. Now, obviously, this is obviously assuming that you know what calories are and what macros are. But just in case you're not, let's just quickly recap those. So calories is basically just like the energy unit of what you get from food. Think about like all food, generally speaking, will provide you some level of caloric input or energy. That is what calories are. And then depending on what kind of calorie total you have will depend on how your body composition change, whether you gain weight, lose weight, maintain weight, as well as another myriad of different things that calories influence. Your macros is just short for macronutrients, and it's the building blocks of food. It's your protein, your carbs, and your fats. Foods are comprised of these big building blocks. And different foods will provide different ratios and different amounts, and therefore your total macro intake will be determined by the foods that you eat. But then, how are calories and macros connected? Because guess what? They're very much interconnected. One cannot exist with the other. They're very much there doing that tango for you in the nutrition world. So the best way for you to understand the relationship between them is through this analogy that I'm going to share today with you. Okay, now hopefully this analogy will help you understand how they are kind of important to each other and how they can be kind of managed. Because keep in mind, when you manipulate calories, you will directly manipulate macros to some degree. When you manipulate macros, you will end up manipulating your calories because they are very much connected. Macronutrients, the macros themselves, have a caloric amount per gram. So like 1 gram of protein is roughly 4 calories. So therefore, depending on how much protein you have, and then carbs is 4 calories and 9 calories for fat. And therefore, your combination of macros that you eat in your diet will determine your calories. And therefore, your calories are made up by your macros. So they're very much interconnected. And hopefully, I haven't lost you just yet. Because let's share the analogy to help you bridge all this together. Calories is like, I want you to think of calories like your budget, okay? Your bank budget, whatever you want to call it. It's your budget, your total bank of usage. Your macros is how you spend that budget. Okay, and depending on how you do your macros, how well you spend that budget more specifically. So if you were to kind of break down, you know, your macros, your protein, your carbs, and your fats into your different types of usage when it comes to your money, you'll see it's about how you use it. So like let's say protein is your essentials and your bills and all that sort of stuff. And then you got your carbs, which is your, let's say they're your discretionaries, you know, your fun budget. And then you've got your fats, which is all the other stuff. Well, depending on how you use that budget, depending on your ratio of macros, will determine the kind of life that you live. And in the same way, the way that you use your macros within those calorie amounts that you have, your total budget, your total calorie intake will determine on how your results go and how your body feels. But that's the analogy you want to think about. It's the calories is the budget, macronutrients is how you spend that budget. That's how they're connected. They're very much connected. There's no two ways about it. So hopefully that helps clear that up. Now, obviously, if this still isn't quite clear, like if even if this analogy confused you, which look, maybe it can, you know, then reach out to me. Okay, in the show notes below, you can find my Instagram. Just go there, DM me and let me know. Hey, Alexa, I'm still stuck. I don't know what you're talking about. I'll help you out. But that's the best way you think about it. They're very much interconnected. Your calories are made up by your macros. Your macros contribute to your calories. Therefore, manipulation one or the other will manipulate the other, rather directly or indirectly, depending on how specific you are with your nutrition. But then ultimately, your calories are your budget. Your macros is how you spend that budget. So yeah, that's it for today. If this podcast was useful, awesome. That I'm really, really happy about that because that was the purpose of today's episode, especially is to clear all this up for you so you can understand and have clarity when you go through your flexible nutrition journey. But of course, leave a review or a rating if you found this podcast, if you find my podcast, if you're a listener, if you find my podcast valuable, please consider dropping a review, sharing how this podcast helps so we can grow this podcast, help more people just like you. And until next time, talk to you soon. Have a good one. See you later. Bye-bye. Thank you for listening to today's podcast episode. Remember to subscribe to this podcast wherever you get your podcast so you can stay up to date whenever I drop an episode. You can also find me on socials where I regularly post valuable sports nutrition content to help you elevate your sports game, elevate your nutrition game, and reach your peak potential. Simply search for The Climbing Dietitian and be sure to click follow. Until next time, stay safe and stay dedicated. See ya.